Hello, I'm Dr. Richard Friend. Taking control of and improving your health requires the most relevant and timely health information available. And University Medical Center is here to help with facts and advice about important health topics that you care about. We know that your health matters.
For this week's Health Matters Report, we are sitting down with Dr. Sean Cecil. Dr. Cecil is an assistant professor of pediatrics at the College of Community Health Sciences. He's a practicing pediatrician and cares for patients at University Medical Center, which the college operates. Thanks so much for joining us today, Dr. Cecil.
I'm happy to be back. Always a pleasure.
Today's topic is car seat safety. Let's just start off by talking about how important is it for our children to be in a car seat?
Yeah, so it's very important. That's one of my passions, talking about in clinic, is always going over car seat safety with parents. You know, children, they're a little too small to be buckling up in that seat belt by themselves. I remember back in the day, sometimes I'd just even get in the car seat and, you know, just pull that shoulder belt and put it behind my back. But that's not safe. That's a lot of pressure that can go on that child. So yeah, car seat, very important for children.
And when can we no longer use those car seats? I know sometimes we tend to like pass them around from friend to friend. When can we no longer use them?
Yes. And so, you know, parents, that's always one of their top wish lists is, hey, we need a car seat. And there's all those, you know, special features for car seats. But really any car seat that's out there on the market is safe to use. All those higher end, you know, hey, this one costs this, may just have a little bit of extra cleaning features, but as far as the safety of the car seat, all that is structurally okay. Now, it is okay to get car seats from other friends or family members. I know I've got two children. My second daughter used the exact same car seat that my first one used. But one of the things you need to be aware about is that car seats have expiration dates. Typically, that expiration date depends on that specific car seat. They're anywhere from 6, 7, maybe up to 10 years at a time. And the reason behind that is car seats, you know, a lot of them, there's that metal component, but they're also plastic. And so that car seat is sitting in that car, especially in Alabama, that heat beating down on the car, it can just compromise the integrity of that car seat. So after a few years, we want to make sure, you know, we need to change that car seat out. But really, all children less than 2 years of age need to be in a rear-facing car seat. Once they're older than that, you know, really I say as long as possible. But after that, looking at going to a forward-facing car seat, then the progression would go to a booster seat, and then to just using the seat belt afterwards. But as far as you need no extra support, so as far as when you can come out of the booster seat, that's 4'9" and weighing at least 90 pounds. A little bit of a framework I think about that families can do at home is that they're able to sit in a chair, sit in the back seat of the car, have their, you know, back all the way up against the back of the chair. Their bottom is in the corner of the seat, knees are bent, and feet are flat on the floor. If the only way that child's feet are flat on the floor and back up against it is if they're leaning back, you know, if that bottom's not in the corner, then they're not tall enough. Then when they put that shoulder belt on, that shoulder belt should be going across the collarbone. If it's digging into the neck, we're not quite tall enough either.
So it just depends. Some children may be older and still need a car seat.
That's right. Yes. You know, even I still see 10, 11, 12-year-olds that technically, based on how much they weigh or how tall they are, still need a car seat or still need a booster seat. Maybe not a car seat, but a booster seat. You know, sometimes their family say, well, none of their other friends or they don't want to see me picking them up at school. It doesn't have to be one of the big car seats or big booster seats. Even just a backless booster is okay. You know, just a little that positioning that you can put them on the seat. Just that can even be okay for families.
And then you can get a black one and nobody will see.
Exactly. That's right. Yes.
And, you know, a lot of people have little babies and it's cold and they have their jackets on and, you know, we're in a hurry. We're going to put them in a car seat and snap them in and get in the car.
Yes.
That's not the thing to do,
that's
right?
That's convenient, but that's not the safest thing to do. And so, you know, I've had families say, why are you putting, why are you taking the jacket off? It's cold outside. Well, the thing is, when that child is wearing that big jacket, that's prohibiting you from tightening the safety belts or the cords all the way. And so in the incidents that you were in a car accident, it's not having that full protection for that infant. That jacket's able to compress a little bit and that child is able to move around a little bit more. So especially, you know, it's getting cold now, you know, make sure when you put your child in the car seat and in the vehicle, make sure their jacket's off, just a shirt. You don't necessarily have to, you know, take them out of the car seat, put the jacket on, take them in the building, you know, say if it's just a short walk across the parking lot, it's okay for those little instances right there. I would focus more so on the safety being in the vehicle rather than making sure that jacket's on them for that short little walk. It's okay to make sure they're, you know, it's important to make sure they are staying warm. But in those instances where we're just going across the parking lot, you can throw a jacket on in that short interim or even just carry them in real quick.
Anything that parents need to keep in mind, you know how you have the double straps, making sure it's not too tight, or how does that work?
Right. So there's always been different thoughts. You know, it's changed a little bit. I remember for my first child, when she was born, they said, well, if you can stick your finger underneath the belt, it's not tight enough. And that's not necessarily true anymore. And it's because everyone's, you know, how big their finger is varies from person to person. And so now you want to make sure it's tight enough that you can't pinch the cord, that you can't pinch the straps together. If you're able to get those straps and pinch them together, then that's not tight enough. You want to make sure that that belt, that that chest buckle is going across their breastbone. You don't want it real low. Say if it's right here in the belly, especially if they're forward facing, if there's that accident, you want that pressure being spread across the chest where you have your ribs. If it's over against your belly, you have no protection there, so all your abdominal organs are at risk. So, but making sure that it's tight enough. And then also, for like I said, all children less than 2 years old need to be rear facing. And the reason for that is their neck is not secure, so they can get real bad whiplash. And so if there's that sudden stop, you know, your whole body comes forward, children less than two, they don't have that neck support to protect them all the way. Whereas if they're rear facing, they don't necessarily move a whole lot because they have all that support against their back when they're looking out the back window.
And what would you tell parents, because I know me included, when my son was little, it's like, oh, their legs are just not going to work.
Right. Yes. Yeah. And I see that a lot. And so really still at that point, it still is safest for them to be rear facing. It's okay for them to be bending their legs, you know, be a little cramped on the legs, because we're making sure we're keeping that neck support. You know, I tell families at the end of the day, I want the kid to be safe, but what's safer? You know, what would have the most damaging impact? A hurt leg if they're in a car accident or any head trauma. So hopefully we don't get to that point, but just one of the things to keep in mind about, it's all about keeping the head safe and secure.
And it's okay for them to be in the back seat by themselves. Nobody has to be back there with them.
Correct.
Or anything like that.
And really when it comes to car seats, you know, you see all these extra add-ons, you know, maybe a mirror, or you have different straps that they put on. And really if it didn't come with a car seat, none of that stuff has been tested and has been proven to be safe or effective for that car seat. You know, sometimes you'll see, you know, parents put on those little shoulder pads. There's actually been instances where it's allowed kids to come out of the rear-facing car seat just because it changed how slippery it was. Mirrors can come off of any seats if it's looking down. We used a mirror for my child, but I had that mirror attached to a separate seat in that position. There's really no need to have anyone back there and with the child, because you're still really close to them. You can hear them. If you have that mirror up, you can still see them. It's okay for them to be back there by themselves.
What about the neck things? Because, you know, sometimes I'll see babies out and they'll just be all like this. What about the neck things?
Right. And like I said, once again, if it didn't come with a car seat, then it hasn't really been found to be safe or effective. There's actually been some instances where you have that neck pad all around and it's led to a suffocation risk because the child has buried their head up against it and they stop breathing and they don't have that neck control to move it around.
Anything else you want to add, Dr. Cecil?
So one of the things, when it comes to the car seats, like I said, we can come out of rear facing at 2 years old. Always say though, you know, oftentimes that infant car seat, they're gonna need another car seat beyond that. If you can see that child's head sticking above the rear facing, then they're too big for it. There's weight limits for car seats, so making sure your child is underneath that. And then oftentimes I recommend to families, go to a convertible car seat that can be both rear facing and forward facing. They can come to a booster seat once they weigh 40 pounds, but that doesn't necessarily mean that once they hit 40 pounds, they're ready to come out of it. One thing you can do, I've got both of my children, they're 50 plus pounds just about. They're still in their forward facing car seat. Those limits go up to about 65, 70 pounds. My 7-year-old knows how to buckle herself in and out of her car seat. She can do that just fine. But after that, then we can go to the booster seat.
And if parents aren't sure, there's places they can go to get it checked to make sure, right?
For sure. They can ask their doctor. But one of the big places is just going to local fire departments. They're able to look, make sure that car seats are installed properly. Car seats, they're tough to install. I'll say that when I installed my daughter's the very first time, I messed it up. So I went to a place, got it inspected, and they told me, nope, you did this wrong. You need it to be this way. So it's very important. Sometimes I'll see families come in with bases for these infant car seats as well. Those bases can come apart and we can attach those into the car. And then we never have to deal with a seatbelt again when it comes to these infant car seats. So they can make sure those are installed properly. And really, like I said, it's just all about keeping that child safe. Motor vehicle accidents are one of the leading causes of deaths for children, whether of any age. You want to make sure that they're secured properly. If a child is less than 13 years of age, they should not be in the front seat. They should be in the back seat until they're at least 13 years old. So it's just making sure that they're all in the proper location.
Thanks so much for joining us, Dr. Cecil, for this week's Health Matters Report.
Thanks for having me.
To learn more from us about these and other important health topics, visit cchs.ua.edu. And for all your primary health care needs, visit University Medical Center with locations in Tuscaloosa, Northport, Demopolis, Fayette, and Carrollton. Thanks for listening.